Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Watching a couple of things for today. First off, it's another cold start like it was yesterday with temperatures in the 30s. But rain is on the way later today. I'll show you what time it will arrive and how soon it will move out for the weekend.
Breaking news. A woman is in the hospital after shooting this morning in Johnston County. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker is on the scene.
And starting today, all sporting events at high schools in Wake County will require guests to bring clear bags. Just ahead, why there could be some exceptions to this rule.
We made it to Friday after that bonus day in February, and we begin a new month. Welcome to March 1st and your Friday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, great to have you along here Friday. That's a nice way to turn the calendar on a Friday, right?
Sure is.
March in like a lion, isn't that what they say? Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. How are we doing over there?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's cold this morning. We're going to see rain this afternoon. We're not going to see anything that's really wild today, but you can see the system developing back to the west. March 1st is also the meteorologically first day of spring. So that's something to celebrate. On the calendar, it doesn't happen for another 3 weeks, but I always love to celebrate that first day of spring. Here we go. Futurecast shows mostly cloudy skies for us this morning, but we will see the rain moving in this afternoon. We'll pause it right there at lunchtime, and some of our western counties could be seeing a few sprinkles right around lunchtime. By the time we get to 2 or 3 in the afternoon, we're beginning to see it become more widespread. And by the evening commute, a lot of folks should be seeing rain. Of course, the evening commute on a Friday can be messy anyway. You add rain to it and it's just going to be, well, you know, not so great. If you're headed out for dinner tonight, it will be wet out there. The heaviest rain could be this evening, and then we start to see it pulling out by tomorrow morning. Now, there'll be some lingering cloud cover, but by the time we get to lunchtime, we should see any leftover showers or drizzle moving on out. And Futurecast trying to show a little bit of clearing for us. I'm not so sure that we'll clear tomorrow, but certainly the bulk of the rain that we see should end around the middle of the morning. Here's a look at Franklinton. All quiet this morning, 36 degrees. We have a northeast wind right now at 3 miles per hour. So we'll take a look at the wind chill coming up because it's cold out there. 28 in Roxborough. It's 39 in Southern Pines, 30 in South Hill, 34 in Rocky Mount and Wilson. Hour by hour, we're looking at a day similar to yesterday in terms of temperature. Yesterday, it was 53, looking at 55 this afternoon with an increasing chance for rain.
Thanks, Elizabeth. We have breaking news we're following this morning. A woman is injured after a shooting in Johnston County. This happened just after midnight, and Nick Perlin joins us from that scene in the WRO Breaking News Tracker. Nick, what have you learned from investigators?
Well, Jeff, we just talked to police about an hour ago. They told us that woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But police have been here investigating what happened at this home behind me, trying to find out what led to this shooting. Now, take a look at this video. This is from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker from a couple hours ago. You can see yellow crime scene tape surrounding this white home on Lakeview Drive. This is where the shooting happened around midnight. We've also seen Clayton police officers on scene for a few hours now. The scene has stayed about the same since we've been here, but police are still trying, like I said, to learn more about what happened. They're also telling us that they still do not have a suspect in this case. They're still trying to figure that out, and once they do, we'll be sure to update you. Live in Clayton, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Starting today, new rules are going into place at Wake County Schools to keep people safe at school events. Today is the first day for the district's new clear bag rules for spectators at sports and other events. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live from Millbrook High School. And Kelsey, you might say Millbrook was kind of the test pilot site for this new rule.
Renee, Millbrook Magnet High School had already had this rule implemented last year, but starting today, all high schools across Wake County will have that same requirement. So if you're coming to the basketball game that's here tonight, you'll have to have a clear bag like this one. And yes, it can even be stylish. Now, wristlets and diaper bags will still be allowed if you come to a sporting event. Guests can also bring bags that are medically necessary, like an oxygen tank. Millbrook implemented the rule ahead of the district last year. The school made the rule after someone was caught with a loaded gun at a basketball game. WRAL Education Insider Emily Walkenhorst says the district will reevaluate the rule after 30 days.
Basically, what they're doing at the school system level is they're going to do this for 30 days, and then they're going to try to see if there were any challenges.
And this rule doesn't just apply to sporting events. It's for all on-campus activities that happen after school. So it will apply to things like band concerts or theater productions. If you want more information about this rule, just head over to our website, WREL.com. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
New this morning, the Wake County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of an inmate at the Public Safety Center on South Salisbury Street. Officers found the inmate unresponsive just after 8 last night. Medical staff and officers gave life-saving aid, but the inmate died. We're working to learn more about what happened.
Starting today, you'll be able to sign up for an account on mobile betting apps here in North Carolina. They go live at noon. You won't be able to bet quite yet. Those first bets can be placed at noon Monday, March 11th. Soon, though, you may start seeing gambling promotions more frequently at your favorite bars and restaurants. We've seen them on TV and radio. Some of them are already being approached by apps, including DraftKings and FanDuel. The companies are looking to strike up partnerships for special deals and advertisements. In exchange, the bar or restaurant will get a portion of the profits the gambling apps make.
You know, they start gambling on the app. Any money that they would use to gamble, they would send me a small percent or whatever.
Restaurants are tough business. You want to scrounge to find income anywhere you can get.
Coming up today at noon, investigative sports reporter Brian Murphy will be breaking down exactly how these apps work and what you'll be able to bet on starting March 11th. Vice President Kamala Harris will be in Durham today. The trip is part of the Biden administration's Investing in America tour. Harris is expected to talk about investments in entrepreneurship and supporting small businesses throughout the country. It's the first of several campaign stops this weekend in North Carolina. Also today, Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley will be in Charlotte. Tomorrow, Donald Trump will be in Greensboro and Haley will be in Raleigh. WREL will provide comprehensive coverage of all those campaign stops.
Early voting ahead of Tuesday's primary here in North Carolina will wrap up tomorrow. By end of day Wednesday, just under 6% of registered voters in North Carolina had voted early or absentee. That's more than 437,000 ballots. That's slightly less than how many had voted by this time in the early voting period in 2020. Remember, you can register to vote at any early voting site in your county. You'll need to bring a photo ID. WREL is your Super Tuesday election night headquarters. We'll have the fastest results as they're counted on WREL TV, WREL.com, and on the WREL News app. Look for updates on all the big races every 30 minutes after the polls close on WREL News Plus, which you can find on Channel 34 over the air, Spectrum 1257, your smart TV, and mobile devices. Throughout the night, on air and online, we'll have insight and analysis from our NC Capital team. For national coverage, NBC News will have a full wrap-up of Super Tuesday results from across the country at 10 p.m. on WREL. Our team of reporters will have you covered with the local races at 10 o'clock on Fox 50. Then at 11 on WREL, we will have it all for you, the big local and state races, and a recap of Super Tuesday from across the country.
The American Red Cross is stepping in to help three people who are out of their home after a fire in Durham. Durham crews responded to the fire on South Austin Avenue around 3:30 Thursday afternoon. No one was home at the time, but three adults lived there, and they're now out of their home because of the fire, smoke, and water damage on that house. The American Red Cross says it uses moments like this to educate others about fire dangers.
It's during the cold season that we see an uptick in home fires. So individuals need to know that it's not safe to heat your home by your stove. And to take different precautions as far as how we're going to heat the homes.
Fire investigators have not determined what caused this fire on South Austin Avenue. The Red Cross and Durham Fire Department will be handing out smoke detectors at an event next Saturday.
Today, new efforts to help children entering foster care will be discussed by experts in the state. The state's standardized foster care trauma-informed assessment workgroup will gather for its first virtual meeting today. The group will meet monthly to develop a standardized assessment for children and youth who enter foster care. The goal is to put the new protocols in place by September 2025.
A stopgap bill to avoid a partial government shutdown is now headed to President Biden's desk to be signed into law. The Senate passed that measure yesterday to extend government funding on a short-term basis. The new deadlines are now set for March 8th and March 22nd. Some government funding would have expired today if lawmakers didn't pass that bill in time. After the Senate passed the bill, President Biden made a statement saying the bill is a short-term fix. Biden is also urging for the support of the bipartisan package that would provide aid to Ukraine and Israel.
Today is the last day you can appeal the new property assessment values in Wake County. The Office of Tax Administration recently completed a revaluation of more than 425,000 properties. Homes in Wake County increased in value by an average of 53% in the early 2024 revaluation process. Your tax bill will be based on these new values. It comes at a time when mortgage rates remain higher than a year ago, and insurance companies want to raise homeowners' insurance rates.
Hundreds of attorneys are making final preparations to take your calls and questions during Lawyers on Call. Begins at 10 o'clock this morning. When you call in, no one's going to ask for your name. They just need details of the legal issue you're trying to solve so they can answer your question and point you in the right direction. On WRL.com, we've posted some helpful information so you can be ready to get the most out of your call to Lawyers on Call.
People in the Sierra Nevada mountains in California are hunkering down as they prepare for several feet of snow today.
This is possibly the best storm that we had in, like, I think 16 years. That's what they're saying.
Straight ahead, we'll hear from some skiers and snowboarders who hit the slopes before they closed because of intense winds.
He's the best storm they've had. Wow, this is a live-looking Zebulon right now. It's going to be a cloudy day for us. Chance for rain tonight. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will join us with a look at our weekend forecast ahead.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:44 and it is dry right now. We take a live look at Apex down Salem Street. All is good for your morning commute. But around lunchtime, early afternoon, we're going to start to see the rain rolling in and the evening commute does look messy. So keep that in mind as you're planning your day. Here's a look at our chance of rain. It bumps up to about 20% at lunchtime. But by the time we get to 4 or 5 o'clock, it's here and it's going to be with us all the way up until tomorrow morning. It looks like probably maybe 9 or 10, depending on where you are, is when it moves out on Saturday. But we'll go through that on Futurecast coming up. In the meantime, it's another cold morning out there. 31 in Tarboro, 30 in South Hill, 34 Rocky Mount, 39 in Irwin, our warmest spot 41 in Fayetteville. So walking the dog this morning, back to winter coats. It'll be a cool afternoon with mid-50s and the rain is on the way.
Elizabeth, thanks. At least 43 people have died and 22 others are in critical condition after a fire broke out in a building in the capital of Bangladesh. The blaze is believed to have started at a restaurant on the second floor of the multi-story building. It rapidly spread to other restaurants and shops. People are being treated at two major hospitals for burns. Doctors are warning the death toll could rise.
Following the murder at the University of Georgia, we are taking a closer look at campus security in our area. SafeWalk is a buddy system at UNC Chapel Hill run entirely by students. It allows students and staff to request a walk home with an employee 5 nights a week between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m.
All kinds of positive comments all the time. A lot of times there's people that don't even use the service that just comment on, like, oh, that's so cool. Like, I'm glad that this is a thing.
The program is usually busiest during finals and when students first arrive on campus in the fall. Students who work for the service now carry radios with a direct line to UNC police.
The safe travel window in California's Sierra Nevada mountains is over as a major snowstorm that could bring several feet of snow hits the area this morning. The wind and snow started yesterday afternoon, and some skiers and snowboarders at Kirkwood Ski Resort braved the nearly whiteout conditions. The area could see up to 12 feet of snow through today. People on the slopes were already having a hard time with the conditions.
Properly prepare, I think that's the number one thing.
Probably not as prepared as we should be.
Took an early beer break, but I think we might take an early exit.
In addition to all that snow, wind gusts could reach up to 80 miles per hour.
There were several crashes on I-40 East near exit 287 that caused some major delays during rush hour last night. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Officials say the first crash happened when a motorcycle was slowing down on the expressway and the car behind it came to a stop. A third car then collided into that second car, rear-ending it, which then hit the motorcycle. No one was hurt, but just yards behind that accident, a second crash happened. The car was slowing down again and was rear-ended there. One of the drivers was treated on the scene for injuries.
The hearing for a death row inmate appealing his conviction will resume Monday. 37-year-old Hassan Bakoat's defense team is arguing racial bias was a factor in his conviction and sentencing in 2009. A UNC statistics professor was cross-examined yesterday. Dr. Richard Smith was asked more about his analysis of data examining the racial makeup of juries compared to the sentences they imposed.
Today, the town of Knightdale is celebrating the opening of its newest fire station with a ribbon cutting that is happening at 3 this afternoon at Knightdale Fire Station number 4. It's on Hodge Road. The station will officially go online, and it did go online in February, and the 12,000 square foot station will serve the western part of the town with enhanced public safety capabilities. A beautiful building. Panthers want a new building. They want to revamp their training facility in Uptown Charlotte. The team filed a rezoning petition for the area near and surrounding the current practice fields on South Cedar Street. The plans call for the construction of a field house for training camp and other football operations. The facility will have 5,000 seats for fans, but not like a stadium. Records also show the Panthers want to add restaurant and retail options to the site. Those plans are in the early phase right now. They're not finalized yet.
It is 4:49 as we take a live look at Sanford. Clear skies out there and it's chilly. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRO Severe Weather Center. Another coat morning, Elizabeth.
It is. It's nice and quiet. We take a live look at Franklinton right now. It is dry. But by the time we get into the middle of the afternoon, most of us will end up seeing rain. 36 right now. You know, we're almost cold enough that if we'd hurry up and get here. But no, I'm kidding. It's not happening. Not even close. We'll be in the 50s by the time the precipitation starts this afternoon. We do have the tower lit in purple this morning for cloudy skies, and it will be gray all day long and chilly too. Right now it's 28 in Roxboro, 30 in South Hill, 36 in Durham and Raleigh. There's a tiny bit of a wind chill. It feels like 33 in the triangle, but we're not seeing a lot of wind, so not a widespread wind chill for us. It's 36 in Goldsboro, 39 Southern Pines, and 44 in Clinton this morning. And our temperatures for the most part are colder than yesterday. In some places it's just a couple of degrees, but it's 8 degrees colder in South Hill and Rocky Mount than it was this time yesterday. So coat feels nice as you're headed out. 55 in Raleigh this afternoon, 53 in Durham, and 58 in Fayetteville. So it's a chilly day and a little below normal. Our normal high is 59. We're about to tick on up to 60s for normals, which, you know, I'm all for that. If it's not going to snow, might as well go ahead and be warm. 55 this afternoon, 66 Saturday, 69 Sunday. We're up to 70 on Tuesday. So milder over the weekend. And it does look like the rain moves out pretty early Saturday. I'm going to show you coming up in just a few minutes. If it felt like it was a warm February. This is a lot of numbers, but what I want you to concentrate on is the color. Look at how most of this calendar is in orange. That's where temperatures were above normal. We were below normal only a handful of days. We were only normal for 3 days this month. So it has been a warm February overall for us. All right, here comes the rain. We're seeing some scattered showers back in the mountains, but the bulk of it is still well to our west. We take a look at what time it's likely to arrive where you are. We'll look at cloudy skies this morning. By noon, we might see a sprinkle or two in just our far western counties. At 2 o'clock, there's not much there, but between say 4 and 5, it really starts to spread across the area, and that means it's going to be a messy commute for us. Overnight dinner time, the rain could be heavy, and then it starts to taper off a little bit once we get into the morning. Here's 8 a.m. It's almost out, so by 10 or 11 o'clock, we should be finished with this. And Futurecast shows a few holes in the clouds for tomorrow. So if you are headed out to the Hurricanes game, it's an early game. It's a 12:30 game. You know, if you're headed out for some tailgating at 11. Most of the rain should be out of here. It'll still be a little on the gloomy side, but it should be decent when you come out of the game at 3 o'clock. 65 degrees, but mostly cloudy. On Sunday, 69, hoping for a few peaks of sunshine. We have mild temperatures to start the week, but we're back into some rain at the middle of next week.
So on the weather front, if you're considering taking a trip in March, maybe consider D.C. We'll tell you when those cherry blossoms are expected to be in full bloom.
And the North Carolina Central University School of Law is celebrating 85 years. We'll tell you about all the anniversary celebrations the university has planned.